bestows the opportunity to serve him upon all the demigods. May that Sri Jagannath Dev be the object of my vision. Who's an ocean of mercy, whose bodily complexion is as beautiful as a row of blackish rain clouds, who sports with Lakshmi Devi and Saraswati, whose face is like a spotlessly full-blossomed lotus, who is worshipped by the foremost demigods, and whose transcendental glories have been sung in topmost scriptures, may that Sri Jagannath be the object of my mercy vision. When Jagannath's Rath Yatra cart is moving along the road, at every step, assemblies of Brahmins sing his praises. Upon hearing him, Jagannath, being an ocean of mercy and the true friend of the worlds, becomes favorably disposed towards them. May that Sri Jagannath Dev be the object of my vision. Who is the crown jewel of transcendence, whose eyes are like the petals of a fully open blue lotus, who resides at Nilachala, whose feet are placed on the head of Shesh, who is blissfully immersed in Bhakti Ras, and who derives happiness from embracing the rasa-laden body of Srimati Radhika, may that Sri Jagannath Dev be the object of my vision. I do not pray to Jagannath for a kingdom, nor for gold, jewels, wealth, or even for a beautiful wife, as desired by all men. My only prayer is that Sri Jagannath Dev, whose splendid glory is always sung by Shiva, be the constant object of my vision. O Master of the demigods, quickly deliver me from this worthless, worldly existence. O Lord of the Yadus, purge me of my limitless host of sins. Aho, you have promised to bestow your feet upon the fallen and shelterless. O Jagannath Swami, please be the object of my vision. One who carefully recites the sacred Jagannath Astakam upon becoming sinless and pure-hearted will obtain entrance into Vaikuntha. That is the benediction that's given. I thought that since we're having Jagannath Rath Yatra Festival, then it's good to prepare. Tomorrow is early Sankirtan Day. And then day after is Rath Yatra, so we don't have that much time. And there's this verse here. We can sing that verse. As I'm trying to avoid reading that, there's no print on the one volume, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So here is the computer that is chapter 1, verse what? Does it say? 76. And now this is the theme of Rath Yatra is both one of separation and meeting, and this concept of separation is something that's quite integral to our own development of Krishna consciousness. But anyway, before we go on, Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnanandana Svahaya mood of separation, or what Srila Prabhupada like to call it, service and separation, is very much an integral aspect of Krishna consciousness. Not only is it integral, it's really the foundation. And Srila Prabhupada explains that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually taught us this kind of bhakti which is, in one sense, the only ideal sadhana or underlying mood for devotees, sadhana of devotional service. We have we have different aspects of Krishna consciousness, our regulative principles, chanting, hearing, remembering Krishna, taking prasadam, associating with devotees, and so on. But it's meant to be an underlying mood, especially the underlying mood by which one performs Nam Sankirtan, or chanting Hare Krishna. When sometimes devotees don't necessarily have a mood, or that may be news that there's supposed to be a mood by which we do something. Mood or bhava is what in Hungarian they translate as hangulat, or it's the underlying spirit by which one does something. And it also corresponds to our aspiration. And when Srila Prabhupada would cite the Sat Goswami Astakam, Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipano, and particularly when the author there is saying, Hey Radhe, Vajadevi Ke Chalalite, and Prabhupada would point out that the Goswamis, who are our acharyas, their mood of Krishna consciousness is always searching for Krishna, searching for Krishna's associates, for Srimati Radharani. This idea that I've met Krishna, I'm having darshan of Krishna, is really not suitable for practicing devotees. It's not a safe platform. It can very easily lead to misunderstandings, and the misunderstandings can lead to deviating actually from the path of Krishna consciousness. On the other hand, the mood of separation is a very safe situation because you don't make up any idea that you're more advanced than what you are, and which is very important, because when someone thinks that they're having an experience that is not a transcendental experience, but they mistake it to be that, then they fool themselves in terms of what Krishna consciousness is. And of course, this idea of thinking that I'm more than what I am is antipathetic to being humble. When you think that you're something, then you can't think that you're nothing. And Krishna consciousness means that we're less than nothing. So Trinadapi Sunichina means that you're less than nothing. And that becomes the real qualification for spiritual advancement. And so, where is Krishna, or that I'm separated from Krishna, which is a mood that's expressed not only by practicing devotees, but it's also what perfected devotees express. Now, in terms of we'll get to this verse in a minute. In terms of Rath Yatra is a very instructive festival. It also has a mood. So aside from cooking prasadam to sell to the people, and putting on a stage program, and dancing, and so many other things, there's also meant to be a mood to all of this. Of course, one underlying aspect of that mood is that we're doing this to preach and to give Krishna consciousness to others, and ultimately to please Lord Jagannath. But there's also more than that. There's also devotees' personal understanding of what's going on. And Rath Yatra is a good opportunity to connect with Jagannath's mood of separation. Because this form of Krishna, Lord Jagannath, is Krishna experiencing separation, which is very different, but at the same time very similar to devotees' feelings of separation. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the emblem of devotees' feelings of separation. And that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita is a very essential scripture. In one sense, it's more essential than Srimad Bhagavatam. Because if we try to approach Srimad Bhagavatam directly, then we may very easily fall into those sort of pitfalls or mistakes that I mentioned earlier, that we're having some kind of direct relationship or exchange with Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is approaching Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam through his mood of separation, and therefore when we understand Bhagavatam through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and with a similar mood as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, which is the mood of a devotee. Of course, it's the most exalted mood, and the symptoms of, or the expressions of those moods of separation are, some of them are not available to anyone. They're just the prerogative of Srimati Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there are others, and the general spirit or the general flow of that mood is something that's appreciable to all Vaishnavas. And therefore that becomes the way. That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita is in that sense very important. In terms of understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot understand Srimad Bhagavatam unless you go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That may be obvious since Prabhupada wrote a 40-odd page introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, which is all about Lord Chaitanya. So it's because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, we never do anything directly, we never think that we have direct access, but we're always going evam parampara praptam, we're always going through parampara. So I just wanted to start with this verse, which is right in the very beginning of the Madhya Leela. And Antya Leela is, the Adi Leela is more or less establishing the philosophical foundation of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then it talks about Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes. In brief, because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami only summarized those pastimes, since Vrindavan Das Thakur described them in extensive detail. So these are the two really most authorized biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's others, which is Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat, which was originally known as Chaitanya Mangala and then was changed. And then there's another Chaitanya Mangala by Lokchandas Thakur. And then there are other biographies which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't consider to be authentic. Either they were not authentic because they may have been, they had some philosophical defects, or because some of the pastimes were not, ran contrary to what these two personalities, Kaviraj Goswami and Vrindavan Das Thakur, wrote. Vrindavan Das Thakur is accepted as the incarnation of Srila Vyasadeva. It's not particularly clear whether it is a direct incarnation, or maybe you can look at Kavi Karnapur and see what he says, whether he's a direct incarnation or a powered incarnation of Srila Vyasadeva. In one sense, anyone who writes transcendental literature is empowered by Vyasadeva, or to the converse, if you're not empowered by Vyasadeva, you can't write transcendental literature. So therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami just touched on those things that Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote, and Vrindavan Das Thakur really spent a lot of time on Lord Chaitanya's his Adilila, his childhood pastimes, and some of his sort of later pastimes in Navadvip. And then as far as these pastimes in Jagannath Puri, he hardly mentioned those. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami wrote about these later pastimes, and particularly he had access to these through Raghunath Das Goswami, who was actually there. They were next door neighbors. They were about that far away from me to the wall, on the bank of Krishna Kund or Shama Kund. So this verse is a verse that's actually written by Rupa Goswami, and it's found in his Pradyavali.
Says that manifestation of Yas and Kusuma Vida.
So he's both a cowherd boy and Vyasadeva, manifestation of Vyasadeva. What does it say in the Bengali?
It's not. It's just a translation.
And this aspect that he's also a cowherd boy means that his mood of presenting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela is actually from that perspective. It's from the perspective of a cowherd boy, whereas Kaviraj Goswami is one of Srimati Radharani's associates, and therefore he presenting in his own particular mood or bhava. This verse is actually and hopefully we'll get that far, we'll get to the other verse. This is a response to a song that Lord Chaitanya used to sing, which was a very interesting song, because it was what now we call a schlager, or some kind of hit. It was a hit. It was one of it was a popular song. So the popular Karmi song, which as 500 years ago, same as now, it's about love. So about the love and the lover. And no one could figure out why Lord Chaitanya was constantly singing this song throughout the Rath Yatra festival. And Swarup Damodar Goswami knew, but no one else said. And when Rupa Goswami, on the occasion that he visited Jagannath Puri and he heard Lord Chaitanya, then he wrote this verse, which was actually then an explanation of that. He wrote this verse, and then he also wrote another verse that elaborated further. So let's just do the Sanskrit briefly together, and then I'll read the translation. Priyasoham Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas.
Priyasoham Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas.
Tataham Saradha Tadidam Ubayo Sangama Sukam.
Tataham Saradha Tadidam Ubayo Sangama Sukam.
Tatapyanta Kelan Madhura Murali Panchamayushe.
Tatapyanta Kelan Madhura Murali Panchamayushe.
Manome Kalindi Pulina Vipinaya Sprihayati.
Manome Kalindi Pulina Vipinaya Sprihayati.
Priya
Ananta Kilan Madura Murari Panchamayoshe.
I'll just read the translation. So this is Srimati Radharani speaking, which becomes obvious. My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It's very pleasant, but still I would like to go to the bank of the Jamuna, beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within the forest of Vrindavan. I'll just read what the actual verse was that Lord Chaitanya was singing, and it goes like this. Yakomana harasa eva hivarata eva chaitrak shapaste chon militamalati surabhya prahuda kadambanila sachaivangsi tatapi tatra surati vyapara lila vidho reva rodasi vetasi tarutale cheta samutkantate. And the translation is, that very personality who stole away my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights in the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I'm eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. So Prabhupada says that this is a verse, it's a hankering between a ordinary boy and girl. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood it in a different way. So Srimati Radharani is speaking this verse to Krishna at Kurukshetra. And so you know, Bhagavatam talks about this eclipse that took place, and all of the kings and many, in fact everybody more or less throughout India came to Kurukshetra for the observance, and at that time Krishna met the Brijbasis. They also went there, and although the eclipse took and the whole ceremony surrounding it took sort of a week or something like that, but then Krishna stayed there another 2 months and then he went, and then from there he went back to Dwarka to kill Shalva. But in that period of time Krishna also met with the gopis, and when he met with the gopis, then Srimati Radharani is expressing this feeling. Some of those that meeting is described in the Bhagavatam, and Krishna's listening, and Radharani is saying that now I've met my very old and dear friend Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And he says, I'm the same Radharani, and now we're meeting together. And it's very nice, because now for such a long time we've not seen each other. So this is, after this is, yeah, I don't know, maybe 80 years, something like that. I can't remember the exact chronology. So a long time before Krishna and the Brijbasis met. So we're meeting together, it's very pleasant, but still I would like to go back to the Jamuna beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within that forest of Vrindavan. So even though the Brijbasis are meeting with Krishna, but again, this mood is not really what they're used to. They're not used to Krishna being a big king, a kshatriya, like when he's in this form of Jagannath, and he's sitting on a chariot and surrounded by armies and elephants. So there's something really missing here. And what's missing is Krishna's sweetness and also Vrindavan. Krishna can't manifest that mood unless he is in Vrindavan. And so the Brijvasis want to bring him back. Rath Yatra, in that sense, is symbolic of that. They don't actually manage to bring him back because, as I mentioned, Krishna goes to Dwarka and he kills Salva. But from there, he comes back to Vrindavan, and then he stays there in Vrindavan for a couple of months or 2 months, and then he goes back again to Dwarka. So, but this this mood of wanting to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan manifests in Lord Jagannath these feelings of separation. They're always there. The feelings of separation are always there to one degree or another. So Krishna is always, he's sort of haunted by this underlying spirit of separation from Vrindavan. And of course, the Brijvasis are haunted by a feeling of separation from Krishna.